Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
We're only 3 months into 2020, and guess what? There's a second real estate investment trust, or REIT, that is listing.
Well, there might be a pattern emerging here. United Hampshire US REIT will be Asia's first US grocery-anchored shopping centre and self-storage REIT. Its IPO will raise gross proceeds of about $394.6 million US dollars by offering units at 80 US cents or one Singapore dollar and 12 cents each.
Now, this represents a yield of 7.4% for the March to December period of 2020 and a 7.6% for 2021. Once the IPO goes through, it'll be the sixth REIT denominated in US dollars to be listed here. Let's find out more from our guest this morning, Robert Schmidt, who is the CEO of United Hampshire US REIT Management. Robert, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot for taking the time, sir. I suppose let's start us off with why list in Singapore and why right now?
We've known about Singapore and the advantageous REIT structures that they've had for many years. As you may know, one of our sponsors is UOB Global Capital, which is an affiliate of UOB Bank, which obviously has a significant presence in not only Singapore, but throughout Greater Asia. So we've been very attuned to what's going on in the Singapore REIT. In fact, in 2019, the Singapore market accounted for 44% of the total funds raised by REITs globally. So it's a very attractive regime as far as tax goes. Mm-hmm. Income from foreign properties are not taxed coming into Singapore, so the tax regime is very favorable. And then we also realized that doing our homework, while there is, as you just mentioned, five U.S. property REITs in Singapore, there's not one that's focused on the sectors we offer, which is necessity-based retail and self-storage facilities. So timing was just right, and we're making the most of it.
I have to say, it's certainly in our Asian DNA to invest in property in some form or another. But let's talk about current market conditions. You know, we've had the VIX Fear Index all over the place. These markets, one day they're up, one day they're down. It's all very volatile out there right now. So was it challenging marketing an IPO in the midst of all of this?
You know, listen, obviously when, you know, an event like the coronavirus starts to spread, there's concern all over and what kind of impacts it will have on the markets. But we believe that the investment classes that we are focused on, and again, it's necessity-based retail. We're not talking about malls. We're talking about grocery-anchored, open-air shopping centers that sell the day-to-day needs, necessity-based needs that people need to survive. And they actually hold up very well. They're cycle-agnostic. They're recession-resistant. So if there is a negative impact because of the coronavirus or other things, you know, our long-term leases and the necessity-based nature of the products we sell, we believe offer a nice defensive structure to weather any potential downturn in the economy because of the corona fear.
Hey, Robert, Ryan here. So I'm just looking at your portfolio. I've got 18 retail assets and 4 self-storage assets, and these are mainly in states like New Jersey, New York, North Carolina. Robert, could you just walk us through what these properties are like, what these locations are like, because not many Singaporean investors will get a chance to be able to visit them and picture what's going on there.
That's such a good question. The majority of the assets are in the Northeast United States, which is the much denser version of the country. Mm-hmm. It's mature. What are characteristics that we look for in our site locations are very high barriers to entry with very little available land. So there's situations if you're going into an investment, your grocery store is performing well, and you know there's not going to be any more competition that's going to be coming into the market because there is high barriers to entry. And there's very little available land to develop. So we know that going in. We make sure that the stores that we invest in are the dominant players in their marketplace and have strong sales history. That combined, as I said, with the inability to have more competing product come into the market is a nice balance for us. And we know we can dominate the market by doing that.
Hey, Robert, so talking about competition, your assets, you know, banks on grocery shopping, and what is the threat of e-commerce in these places like? If you imagine in Singapore, we have things like RedMart, Amazon, NTUC Online. Is that going to be a problem for this REIT down the road?
Obviously, whenever you talk about a retail product, there's e-commerce concerns that register with the public. But what's very important to distinct here, our product from other retail products. We are not malls. We don't sell a lot of discretionary items like clothes and apparel and things like that. We are focused on a very small sector of retail where e-commerce penetration is very low. Overall e-commerce penetration in the U.S. for all of retail is about 15%. For the food necessity-based sector we're talking about, we're somewhere around 3%. So while, yes, there's technologies to make the shopping experience more frictionless for the customer, like cashierless checkout and digital inventory and things like that, in grocery, the box itself, the physical store, remains an integral part of the omni-channel strategy, and people come to the stores to transact their business for food and grocery, especially fresh produce and vegetables. The experience occurs inside the store still.
We're speaking with Robert Schmidt, CEO of United Hampshire US REIT Management this morning. Robert, you've got a list of prominent cornerstone investors. Could you walk us through some of these names and perhaps also comment on their key areas of interest during the recent roadshows?
We do have a nice cross-section from various Asian countries, Casicorn, Bangkok Life, Kwong Ming, a couple local high net worth investors, from institutions to high net worth families to multi-strategy vehicles. And, you know, really the common thread with these vehicles, they're very enthusiastic about the product because they're primarily focused on income over time, income and resiliency of that income over time. And because we have these long-term leases with these grocery stores that have a WALE of 8.4, very favorable characteristic because it really supports this idea of stable income and duration of that income over time. It's really a nice defensive strategy, especially given where we're at with the economy and some of these concerns with the coronavirus. So it was very well received.
We're talking to Robert Schmidt. He's CEO of United Hampshire US REIT Management, and all of this in the wake of being the sixth REIT denominated in US dollars to be listed here in Singapore. Let's talk about UOB Global Capital. I think you alluded to this a little bit earlier. It's one of the REIT's sponsors. How will they sponsor the REIT's growth?
UOB Global is one of the sponsors. The other is the Hampshire Management Company. We've established a strong track record with UOB Global and their affiliation with UOB Bank over 10 years ago. We made the relationship because we had a lot of strong income-producing product, like in the nature of we're talking about here 10 years ago. They had a lot of capital and a lot of strong relationships. Asian investors who were looking for products like we offered and were looking to invest their dollars in the U.S. form this relationship. Very successful. We put together three investment vehicles and accumulated $1.1 billion in assets. So with UOB's relationships in Asia and our ability to source and manage retail grocery and self-storage properties in the U.S., it was a good combination. And very successful in doing that. And we look forward to taking the next step in this S-REIT.
Robert, I've been waiting to ask you this question, especially in light with what happened yesterday. Could I get your views on the interest rate environment? Yesterday, the Fed's emergency rate cut, is that going to affect your business in any way?
Well, I mean, when it comes to REITs, as you know, they're very interest rate sensitive. And unfortunately, one of the positive things that does come out of the current economic environment is rates are very low. Rates are very low, as you just mentioned. And we will have the ability to lock in and hedge our rates. We're at the current level. We're very low leveraged anyway. We're 37% leveraged, but the ability to be able to take advantage of those low rates will benefit the shareholders of the REIT and put us in a position where we could potentially generate higher cash flow. So it's all in all, it's a very positive development for the REIT and the shareholders in our REIT.
Yeah, Robert, well, as a CEO, I'm sure that beyond just your REIT, you have to have a very widespread view of the market sentiment and investor response in general. We've been having a big debate this week about whether we think supply-side economics really works in a situation like the coronavirus. I was curious to get your take on that.
Well, when we're talking about, again, the types of markets we are in, you know, the supply and demand balance is very strong. In the Northeast United States, the buying power is higher than in other parts of the country, and the supply is actually lower. So we feel like we're in a very good position to capitalize on that supply and demand balance.
We've been speaking with Robert Schmidt, who is CEO of United Hampshire U.S. REIT Management. Robert, thank you so much for your time this morning. You have a great weekend in advance, yeah?
Appreciate it. And again, thanks for having me on. I'm very excited about taking this REIT to the Asian market.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.